you all.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Coffee and Combos, a fighting game podcast. I get to do up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game genre. I'm your host, Ty Ross, and with me, as always, is Carty.
What up, Ty?
Oh, a whole lot of nothing, man. Just big chilling on a Wednesday night.
How can you be chilling at this time?
Why? What do you mean?
Ty, we have fucking competition now. The fucking
Cerberus
of fighting games.
Cerberus.
Okay. But Justin Wong, Max, and some guy named Matt from...
Yeah, Matt McMuscles.
That guy.
I just know him from Twitter, yeah.
Well, Ty, I've been looking into this, and do you know where Jay Wong lives right now?
He lives in my sweet, sweet city of Vancouver, I believe.
Okay. So, recording quality in person is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You guys trying to fucking cut me out? Ty, see, this is... I caught on to you. I caught on to you early.
No, I kind of don't.
I went to the airport this morning.
No, you didn't.
I went to the Toronto airport.
No, don't say that.
And Ty... I just want, you're going to start your podcast. I'm starting my rival podcast. Say hello to my new co-host.
What's up, dudes? Max here.
Oh, shit. That's the Max Million?
That's Max. Max, how are you enjoying your stay at Canada so far?
I like the fact that it has some truly scary shit.
It's true. I mean, it's spooky.
Well, yeah, he's been hanging around in my apartment. You know what that's like, Ty.
Even the flying enemies have a nice response to them when you shoot them, which is cool.
Yeah, Max, come on.
I'm sorry. Max, he's doing what now?
He's been calling the French Canadians flying enemies. And he's been having a rough go here. It's been pretty wild for Max for these first few hours in Canada. But Ty, he said he's met you.
Oh,
edgy piece of shit.
Wow. I can't believe he'd say that. I thought he was nice in person. He gave me a
piece of shit.
Wow. I can't believe he'd.
What did
I can't
you
believe
do,
he'd say that about me, Max. Come on.
So you guys have met before?
Yeah, I mean, I shook his hand, took a picture. I said it was great to meet you. He was like, oh yeah, no, you too. You
piece
too.
Of shit.
It. Wow. I can't even.
I want to stab you.
Okay. Whoa. Chill, man. Chill.
Okay. Ty. Well, me and Max, we've been actually getting along really well here. He's been living at my apartment. He's been enjoying his stay here.
He's been enjoying his stay?
Yeah, he's moving in with me. We're going to be doing live podcasts together.
And believe it or not, he's actually a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you, Max.
Wow.
Well,
a rough start, right?
Yeah, it was a rough start.
Jesus.
But you know, Max, we've really gotten along in these last few hours. So, Ty, you and fucking Justin Wong, you guys can do whatever you want to do. I got Max here with me.
You know, I'm going to call up Justin, the number one Coffee and Combos fan. I'm going to say, listen.
You could try to refute it.
Wow.
But
ours is
going to
be
way.
Better.
This is the way, Ty.
This
me
isn't
Max,
the way.
This
Max,
is the way.
I don't even care, man. This is me and Jay Wong. We're going to live our best lives, start our own podcast.
Disrespectful piece of shit.
You know, I'm going to... Fine, I'll take that. I'll take that title, and I'll wear it proudly.
Me and Max, we're pretty cool. We're getting along well.
This dude with his big hammer...
It's true. You do have a big hammer.
Yeah,
I'm
thanks,
excited
man.
To see the stream team that comes out of this because you bought
Max,
a bunch of new parts for your PC.
Max he just flew in, so he's a little wired. So
he's a little woozy.
He's just gonna go lay down.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I analyze anything in here, I'm gonna start spoiling myself.
Okay, Max. You're gonna have to just go to my room. You can sleep in the bunk bed.
Yeah, you can analyze things in there.
Oh fuck! He's opening the door.
What is all this crazy shit, man?
Oh, no, he's found the bodies, man.
Yeah, okay, Max, just fucking go lay down. Jesus Christ.
Wow, it's great. That's, you know...
I didn't think you would be like this.
I'd say that I hate you for starting a new podcast without me, but It's great that you do with it, with Max.
I saw the fucking, I saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, and you said,
before you can cut me out, I'm cutting you out. I got fucking Madman Max out here. Mad Max is what I call him.
Wow, that's very original.
Mad Maximilian.
Mad Maximilian. Wow.
Man, he just fell right asleep.
Like a little baby.
So, Ty, what have you been playing?
Oh, man. I've been playing a lot of Elden Ring.
How
still.
Is it?
It's really good, man. Yep. I'm level 90, about 50 hours in.
Level 90?
Level 90, 50 hours in.
Are you, like,
in.
Close to beating the game?
I've probably got a good 20 hours left.
God damn. How many hours
Maybe
in
more?
Are
What's that?
Estimate how many hours are you in?
Oh, gosh. So, like, I have 50 hours in.
Okay.
But
some of that was, you weren't there?
No, I mean, like, a lot of it's kind of been, I've just been going ham. But, like, I've been doing really, like, side stuff, not critical pathing it, you know?
Yeah, you got to do the side stuff first in these things. You don't get to experience it one time for the first time, you know?
And I'm rocking just the Great Shield now.
I don't know if I said that.
But it's just a great shield.
How does
and
that
I'm
feel on bosses?
Fools.
Do you feel like you have zero fucking range and are doing nothing?
I have zero range, but it's a game of patience. And it's like, dude, everyone's saying this guy, one of the bosses, so hard. Radahn, everyone's saying, no, like, Radahn, so hard, blah, blah, blah. I fucking beat him with a great shield. I don't know. Am I a pro gamer?
You're the spider setting your trap. Yeah, you just post up.
I did post up.
And so you just fucking walk him down with a shield and push him and he just dies?
Well, no, he is actually pretty tough. But when he hits me, he hits me so hard, I do a backflip with my shield.
Damn, and you land it?
And I land it, baby.
Oh, shit.
The animation's so sick when someone hits you so hard and you go flying. It's awesome.
People have been trying their best to spoil the shit for me, but I've been ducking and weaving.
Awesome, dude.
I've spent $2,000 fucking dollars on computer parts to play this game at max potential when it is good to go on PC. I'm pretty sad with myself, but Ty, this is the good of everything. I spend 90% of my life on the computer.
Yeah, so you'll be friggin' laughing when all the future releases come out anyway. And now
exactly. I was worried about Baldur's Gate 3. Baldur's Gate 3 was really testing my computer. Now I'm going to just fucking breeze through that.
Yeah, you're going to be laughing, dude. And now your streams with Max are going to be so high quality. Fuck, I summoned him.
Yeah, he heard you from the other room.
Damn it. Go back to bed.
He went back.
Okay, good.
Don't slam the door.
What are you doing these days other than spending all your money on computer parts?
Ty, fucking Crusader Kings. It's what I do. Goonism has spread far and wide. I've murdered so many people. It's countless amounts of people. I've maxed my dread tie. I am the king. I am the czar of Russia with the T-S-A-R, you know, not the C-Z-A-R.
Oh, you're the czar.
I'm the czar. Yeah, and I'm running shit, Ty.
Nice.
I've inbred my family so fucking much, Ty.
Well,
we're giants. I married giants into the family. So
you're giants? Are you just like grotesque?
No, Ty. See, we're so
masses.
I put a lot into making this bloodline pure, Ty. And we are hardly inbred right now. I've done careful breeding, and now we are Herculean genius giants.
Jesus.
Who also are beautiful.
Sure,
so we
sure.
got all that sex appeal, so we can fuck far and wide.
You're known for your beauty, not your cannibalism.
Ty, I fucked my way into the Holy Roman Empire and ruined it from the inside.
That's actually great.
Yeah, the Holy Roman Empire, more like I fucked an entire empire.
You I was trying to make a whole
it's no more.
Joke.
Yeah, I'm the fucking priest now, Ty. I'm the one fucking.
Oh, no.
Everyone is lesser to me, and I fuck whoever.
That's the goonism mantra. Yeah. And everyone is lesser to us and we fuck.
The goon mantra tie is still, we are very good boys who are nice.
Oh, yes. Right. I forgot about that. Sorry.
Because we are. But.
Oh, sure.
We gotta make this world a better place. And the only way that's gonna be done is with beautiful, genius, Herculean giants.
It's the only, you're basically like a, your family is just Amazonians at this point.
Yeah, you walk your army into mine and you might have 10,000 people, but I have 400 Herculean giants who will just rip up, like, it's a massacre at this point.
You're Leonidas and his 300 homies.
Yeah, except for, imagine if Leonidas was also Xerxes.
Or imagine if Leonidas was that giant, remember the giant dude?
Yeah, imagine Leonidas was the giant dude in 300, but also everyone had to bow to him or he would eat them. And it was just accepted.
That guy in 300, man.
Man, I always liked the, you know, the deformed guy who went and ruined everything.
Oh, yeah. Ephiartes.
You know his name?
I love 300.
Man,
which just, is crazy.
Were you one of those guys who had a poster of Gerard Butler's chiseled abs?
I didn't.
You thought about it, though.
I had the comic, and I liked Frank Miller back in the day. I love Sin City, all that good shit. So 300, dude, I can, like, recite that shit when I watch it.
Man, I remember one of my friends said when they went and saw 300, after leaving, they saw someone 300 kick someone down the stairs. And when I was a kid, I was like, that definitely happened. But as I've gotten older...
There's no way that happened.
I don't talk to this person anymore, but I feel like if I see them again, I'm going to be like, you fucking lied to me. I think about it constantly for some reason. It's one of those things that sit with me. It's like,
no one would, this is Sparta kick someone how long down some stairs.
People would say that if anyone kicked anything.
Oh, dude.
There was a hard 5 years there where that was
they made a movie just based around that.
Meet the Spartans.
Meet the Spartans.
It won the Academy Award. It did. Yeah,
best adapted screenplay ever,
I think. Man, it's a that is, have you seen that?
Yeah, Meet the Spartans?
Yeah.
Nah.
Maybe we should do a watch along Meet the Spartans.
Let's watch 300 and then watch Meet the Spartans so we can get all the references.
Do you think we should do that, Max?
No, let's just keep it focused.
Oh,
okay. That's,
okay, back you know to the what? Podcast.
Yeah, I agree with Max. Let's keep it focused. Let's get into round number one because we got a little bit to talk about fighting game news wise.
Engage. Okay. Ty. Anime. Do you watch it?
Yeah, sure. Do I watch the specific one? No.
Okay, Ty. Well, I know this one from a single piano song that I've heard from it. That's as far as I get with JoJo.
What's the piano song?
The Dio theme, I believe it is.
Give me a little ditty. How does it go?
It's insane. I can't do it with my mouth. It will be edited in right here over top of me talking.
Awesome.
It's now my theme, actually.
Whoa, the Cardi theme?
The Cardi theme. There it is.
That's sick. We're talking about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Stars Battle R. What a bad name.
It's a rough name, but it looks so tight. Let's start from the top. What is JoJo? Who is JoJo?
Okay.
I researched this for all of 10 minutes.
Cool.
So the JoStars.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. I accidentally pressed it.
Oh, Jesus. Max, sorry. he's trying to get in on this JoJo's Bizarre Adventure train, dude. He knows a lot.
We're trying to talk about JoJo. Bojo. So the JoStars, it's like a family name in Thai. They all have stars on their necks. And there's all sorts of JoJos. You might be a JoStar. You might be JoJo JoStar. You might be JoJo Junior.
Cujo.
JoJo.
Like, I know there's one named Cujo.
Yeah, they all have different Jo last names.
But yeah.
They all have the star birthmark.
Mm.
And there's a bunch of different parts to this show with a bunch of different main characters. They're all JoJo in a way.
Right.
And everyone kind of looks like David Bowie.
Yeah, I feel like if there was one anime in this world that you would gravitate toward, it's this one.
This is the one? Well, I see that every character is like loosely named after a band.
There's a character named Vanilla Ice.
There's a guy named like ACDC, but it's spelled like ASIDSI or something.
That's the best.
And Ty, they traveled the entirety of the world. They see all the sights, and as well as some other universes, I guess, they go all over the place in this adventure. Damn. And all of these people have a thing, well, not all of them, but a lot of people have a thing called a stand. And that's
this,
like,
I do know.
That's like their power. And
it's
some
like
stands,
supernatural shit, right?
Yeah, it's like a fucking, it's like an entity basically that gives them spells, or
right,
like you might have a cool one where you stop time, or you can make zippers that you like appear out of anywhere basically, or you might have one that just fucking traps you in a cage forever, and that's your stand.
That sucks.
Yeah, you can get shitty ones, or you can get the power to like control people's teeth. Like, there's a lot of really strange ones. But basically, awesome. This is just a show about a dude going along, beating up a bunch of insane sociopaths who immediately become his friend after and change their entire personality immediately, and they're best friends. It's the anime special, Ty.
It's the anime way, dude.
It's the anime way. But on your way, they deal with some outlandish villains, like Dio, yeah, who's like a narcissistic vampire who like only cares about himself.
Yeah.
And that dude seems sick. I like that dude.
I do know, I know a tertiary sort of surface level knowledge of this, like Dio and Joseph Joestar and all that shit. Like, I know
there's like a dude named Yoshikage who becomes one of like the main bad guys, and he's just a serial killer who like everything he touches becomes bombs or something.
Okay.
And then eventually one of the villains is the president of the United States, who's like a flamboyant looking guy named Funny Valentine.
Okay. These names are like...
The names are wild, and I'm
here for it.
I'm interested, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
But Ty, the game itself, this game, it's a re-release of sorts with updates.
Yeah, this is a re-release of a PS3 title back in the day.
Famously, incredibly imbalanced.
There have definitely been old JoJo games that are like wild shit that are so stupid imbalanced, yeah.
And yeah, I believe this is also one of them, but with this new Battle R update, they're overhauling the battle system.
Yeah.
They're adjusting the fight tempo, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, I read that too. I was like, okay.
And then addition of hit, stop, and jump dashes. So it's a new game, sort of.
Yeah, in like the original PS3 version, I also noticed like in the UI, it looks like you have assist characters now. I don't know if that was a thing. Like, I've played Eyes of Heaven, and that was, I think it was 2v2. And this looks like it's got like a little assist. Like some little dude came out and blocked a projectile for one of the JoJo's. And I was assists?
Main thing I noticed is the super animations in this game are like 30 seconds long. It's insane. They really make a show of it.
You need someone to, one of the stands to show up and be like, ora, 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 you know, all that
then
shit.
Everyone talks shit, and then the person getting the move done to them talks shit. There's a lot of back and forth.
Did you know, Carter, this is something I want incorporated in all fighting games. Did you know that if you knock someone down in one of these JoJo games and you taunt when they're on the ground, it zooms in on you, does the full taunt to make sure that you actually get it off, and it takes away a bit of their heat bar.
Goddamn, that's like the third strike taunt, but on another level.
Isn't that awesome?
I do love that. I feel like
actually making taunts like viable.
But
it's so
the
good.
Beauty of a taunt is that it's not supposed to be used also, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So making it part of the game, you know, it's got to be more like embarrassing, you know? That's why I never liked the third strike taunts, because it's like people do them every game. It's not like... Like, you'll see a dude playing Q do it 100 fucking times. But
yeah,
you don't have like a taunt where you really want to like swag on him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So you need an additional, even sassier taunt on top of that.
Ooh, could you imagine if this game had double taunts? One that's 30 seconds long, the other one that's just a full minute.
Yeah, one that just fucking
your character you just breaks into a monologue. Let's talk. There's the system. We truly don't know much about this, but they said that there's that fighting system overhaul that like something to do with the tempo, like you said. But there's new updated graphics to better match the sort of style of, I guess, how the anime has changed.
It's very brushstroked.
Yeah, like big time. And I always thought the original looked kind of the same, but apparently it's updated.
It looks similar for sure.
Carter, this game has a whopping 50 characters from all JoJo's arcs in the roster.
That's insane.
And isn't that fucking
additional
huge?
Characters are coming as well, I believe. They said additional content, which I assume means more characters.
I think so. At the end of the trailer we got today in this PlayStation State of Play that happened, at the very end of the trailer, it showed like all the characters and then like some of the things were X'd out or starred out. So then you can see like eventually new people will come.
Oh my God, you can be Jonas.
I can be holy shit, Joe Jonas is a JoJo.
JoJo Jonas.
Oh my God.
Man, that's my favorite JoJo.
Oh, one last thing. Every character will feature new audio from the anime voice actors.
Ooh.
So, you know, you'll be getting all your classics. What's a classic line from JoJo?
My name's JoJo, and I got a whole lot of Joe starring to do.
That's it. But you got to say it more like, you know, there is like one thing. Hold on.
I came here to do two things, Joe and star, and I'm all out of star.
What the fuck is Yare Yare Daze? That's a line that people love. Yare Yare Daze, you know, whatever the fuck.
You come to me on the day of my JoJo's wedding. That's my favorite. Yo, Max, what do you think about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
It's a different take on Street Fighter, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're not wrong. Sure.
Not wrong, Max.
This is like a 3D, 2.5D fighter. Like you fight on a 2D plane, but you do move sort of in a. It's strange. It's not quite 3D, but the stages are 3D.
Are there any JoJo star characters you want in Ty? I know you're a huge fan.
Yeah, I want.
I got Joe Jonas. You know another JoJo?
Yeah, I want Scarlett Joe Jansen.
Scarlett Joe Jansen? Okay, Max, who are you thinking?
Negan from The Walking Dead.
Well, perfect pick, man. Perfect pick.
Man, Max, you can't be giving out all the content on this podcast. This thing's about to die after this episode.
Yeah, right? it's pretty funny. So, this game's coming out this year, early fall, on literally everything PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Series X, Switch, and Steam.
That's all, every system, Ty.
That's all of them.
Everyone gets to JoJo. This is fan service at its best, you know?
Yeah, it truly is. Like, the anime voices,
This is for JoJo fans.
Definitely.
This game doesn't look very competitively viable, I'm sorry.
I think now, jump dashing and hit stops, people are saying it's actually, like, it might be an actual fighting game.
Ooh.
Instead of like a cyber connect beat 'em up like usual.
Ty, let's get this shit in Evo.
Oh my God, Carter, but we can't.
Why, did they announce something?
My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio.
Let's talk about the Evo lineup. Evo 2022 lineup. Carter, did you watch this stream?
This is almost grotesque and not exactly cool.
I kind of felt the same way about it, Max.
Yeah, the stream, yeah, it was not, yeah, you're right, not exactly cool. Nice quality, though. It just lasted forever.
Yeah. Ty, it was amazing. They managed to announce 9 games over the span of 2.5 hours. So, you know, by the end of it, everyone was really paying attention and stoked.
It was ridiculous, man. Like, I bounced out so fast.
Ty, I sat through a lot of it, and then I tapped out. I got the list, and then we do this podcast, so I fast forwarded and watched most of it. You literally didn't miss a fucking thing.
Yeah.
They literally said the game and then played it a bit, and then one of the talking heads yammered on for some reason for half an hour about it.
Yeah, we love that. Love that. When they just stay a little too long.
It overstayed its welcome pretty hard, but we've come to expect that.
All right. Let's go down the list of these 9 friggin' games, shall we?
And in between each one, we should do a demonstration. How about that?
Oh, yeah. An exhibition match.
An exhibition, yeah. A little scrimmage.
Perfect. Yeah, okay.
On the training stage, so make sure that no one sees any locales, yeah.
Yeah. Street Fighter V. It makes sense.
If any game is going to announce something big at Evo, it's Street Fighter. So that makes it number one.
Yeah. Guilty Gear Strive.
Makes sense for the number two spot. It should be number one, I think. I think it's probably bigger in Street Fighter right now.
I think so. I think it must have surpassed it, right? Like, I don't know. They've definitely got something to announce as well.
But yeah, they have something to announce. It just won't be Street Fighter 6, you know?
Yeah, it'll be a new character.
Yeah, we're going to see a new character. We're going to see fucking Zappa, which will be so sick.
Awesome. And he's going to come with his new stage, too. Don't forget, we got one more stage coming.
We got a new stage with Zappa. And then after that, you get to see Street Fighter 6. We're going to see Luke's veins. We're going to see Dingus Jingle.
Dingle Jingle, they call it.
Man, I hope we get Dingle Jingle Action. Dingle Jingle Action Tie.
It's like a tongue twister that you don't want to say.
Oh, I want to say it.
Next up is Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate Edition.
This kind of surprised me, to be honest.
I thought Street Fighter V can't be in the same friggin' lineup with an M-rated game.
I thought so, too. I thought that was our fucking rule. It must be on a different day, you know?
Ah, yeah, totally.
But I was also like, it's weird because the NRS cycle, we're used to having an Injustice in between. So, like, is this the longest we've gone without an NRS game in a little while?
Yeah,
they've had, Mortal Kombat 11's been out for fucking 800 years now.
Yeah, because the rumors have been swirling around about their Marvel game, right? They were supposed to do like a Marvel game, but they never did.
Marvel versus, oh my god, they're going to announce something at Evo. There it is.
I hope so. It could be really hype.
This is Sony's Evo, right? They got to put up the money. They got to get past the old tie. It's hard to get good press after pedophiles, you know?
You're absolutely right.
And you know how you can get good press?
How's that?
Announcing some good-ass games, Ty.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Marvel.
Yeah, if you announce some good-ass games,
dig out of that hole.
I probably won't even mention on the after episode about the pedophiles from
history.
I probably won't even bring it up. Ty will be too jammed full of cool reveals.
Friggin' Tekken 7.
See, Ty, the only reason I'm bringing it up now is because it was such a fucking boring thing.
Yeah,
they did this to themselves. That I needed to fill this time, so I said it twice now. The P word.
We are going to ban that word until the actual Evo
until
happens.
Pedophiles are back in charge.
What?
In charge of Evo.
Oh, in charge of Evo. Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Former glory.
They just hire people back.
We get Melee back, my God.
Oh, my God. It would just be like...
It would save Evo time.
Jesus. All right, let's move on. Tekken 7. They've got something to announce.
They won't, though, Ty. They don't do it at Evo.
No. Come on. It'll be a tease.
You think so?
Yeah, we love an announcement of an announcement.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe you can't do Evo and not have a thing at this point if you're one of the major games.
Yeah, that's true.
You get booed, basically, at this point.
They boo Harada and Michael Murray off stage.
I guess we'll probably see something. Do you think we get the Tekken 8 announcement then? I feel like it's E3 all day.
Yeah, E3 all day. That's what I'm saying. We get an announcement of an announcement, our fave. So next up, the new blood. King of Fighters 15.
Ty, King of Fighters.
Sick.
The Vanessa, Ralph, and Terry fucking experience.
Dude, the Ralph murdering everyone experience. I told you, he was goddamn good, man.
Yeah.
I didn't expect him to be this good.
He's the goat.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that there's just like a decided goat team that every fucking person in Japan and Korea is just like, yep, Vanessa Ralph Terry, game's over.
It's been figured out. We got it. King of Fighters will obviously have an announcement, right? Like, they'll show more Southtown.
Yeah. I could imagine them being like, it's out today.
Or they'll show the Haomaru, Darley Dagger, and Nakaruru, or whatever the fuck.
Oh,
team.
Yeah.
Team Showdown.
Team Showdown. I could see both, you know.
We have a couple surprises in this last half of the list. Melty Blood type Lumina.
This was the one that surprised me the most, even though, like, this game didn't fucking have any groundswell.
Yeah, right? Like, I thought it was strange as well. It's like, is this popular enough for main
stage? I wish it was Undernight, to be honest.
Me too. Undernight's, yeah.
Undernight's more cool. Hype. It's, yeah. People know Undernight. It just has a bigger following. And
yeah.
I understand Melty Blood's the newest one, and it's cool to see your fucking schoolgirls fight your favorite maid, but Undernight has the mass appeal, and Melty Blood just ain't doing that. It ain't gonna pull those numbers.
Yeah, I agree. My excitement wasn't there.
Congrats to the Melty Bloods, all fucking 12 of you.
Yeah. The developer of Melty Blood also announced, in honor of them being in the Evo lineup, new color palettes are coming. Ooh.
What?
I know, crazy, eh?
Holy shit, Ty. New color palettes?
New color palettes, baby, let's go.
Well, you know, I guess if it was a game I played, I'd be like, yes!
And now, dude, these last three games, we're walking, like, Evo's like, okay, we're done. And they're like, yeah, just head out the back here through this cemetery. And as you're walking through this cemetery, these old-ass games are coming up, rising out of their goddamn graves.
The fucking Undertaker is waiting for you.
I guess Dragon Ball Fighter Z, or Dragon Ball Fighters. How do you pronounce this stupid names game?
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Fizz. It's coming back. It's Evo. There you go. Dragon Ball Fighters.
Oh my god, I can't wait to see all the lab coats.
I can't wait for the matches to last too long.
Incredibly imbalanced, Ty. Just fucking, we're gonna be lab coat after lab coat. We're gonna get to see this great character.
Yeah, I heard she's godlike. So, you know, get excited for a lot of Android 21 lab coat edition. And then we've got friggin' Grand Blue Fantasy Versus.
Holy shit, Ty. Remember Grand Blue?
I remember Grand Blue and how it got fucked over so hard at the beginning of all of this COVID stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're giving it a second chance.
Worst time release ever.
Definitely.
They tried. They put out a few DLC cycles here and there, but it's really slowed down as of late.
Yeah, we haven't seen a lot of updates coming to Grand Blue Fantasy Versus. We did see that one big one a couple months ago that was like, you know, a balance overhaul for everyone.
Yeah.
So we're going to see that in action in Evo.
That'll be fun, but do you think they have anything to show after, Ty? Grand Blue?
Or
do you think this game is in the doit?
It's a really good... It's so hard to tell, right? Like, I think it's in the doit.
I think so, too. I think Grand Blue... Unfortunately, between poorly timed release and being a bit of a baby game, Ty.
What? You can't say that. You can't say it's a baby game.
Yeah, I think it kind of, you know, it's dug its hole. I think I would love to see them expand on this game, make it a little more depth, you know?
I could be down, like, if they did, like, that one thing that Street Fighter V did and they added... Remember when V-Shift, but then no one uses V-Shift, right?
Fucking V-Shift. I was like, I guess Grand Blue, it wasn't that long ago, I guess. Like, this game's still pretty fresh. It just didn't get a wet fart.
That's the thing. It didn't get its moment in the sun.
Yeah, the competitive, like, it was all online.
Yep. And the online sucks for this game.
And the online's dog dicks.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see some really good offline play. And maybe it'll get a second life because of Evo.
Maybe it'll breathe some life into it. Maybe we'll get a cool announcement of Negan or something.
Dude, Max's favorite.
He loves the character.
last but not least, the deadest of them all, Skullgirls.
Ooh, time.
Eking out Smash Bros. Completely from the lineup.
Well, Ty, I don't think that was Evo's choice.
You don't think so?
No.
What kind of politics do you think happened here?
Nintendo said, get us the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you.
They do love to control.
And Ty, the bad press that came with Evo over the past couple years, paired in with the bad press that came with the Melee community over the past couple years.
Paired with Sony partnering with Evo.
Melee came in 2007, disappeared, came back in 2013, held strong till 2018. Ultimate took over, but in this time, Ty, they just couldn't quit diddling.
Oh, God.
Your game can be great. It can have the most depth in the world, but it's going to end up in the graveyard with Granblue and Skullgirls if you can't quit the diddling.
Dang friggin' Smash community.
So I guarantee you, Nintendo said, get me out of here.
Yeah. Hey, did you know all of these games that we listed are all only on PS4 in this tournament?
Why? I guess it's cheaper.
Every setup, PS4.
Everyone has 100 million PS4s. PS5s are tough to get your hands on.
Exactly. And PS5 with that bad input lag or whatever the hell.
That's rough.
So now everyone's playing on PS4.
Man, PS5, what a fucking paperweight, baby.
It is a paperweight, baby. It's my Elden Ring piece machine. Oh, shit. Max is coming for the PS5.
I'm with him there.
Is he having like a nightmare, dude? He just like keeps waking up from his slumber.
He's really tossing and turning. He's thrashing. Yelling dude at the top of his lungs.
Well, that's like, of all of these, are we excited most for?
It's obviously Tekken 7? Ty. We're Tekken cucksters. Ty, they showed the demonstrations. Oh my god, it's fucking rippity do, and who gives a fuck playing Street Fighter? Luke v Cammy on the training stage. Yuck. Ty, oh, how about we have a Tekken 7 little scrimmage? Oh, JDCR and Knee doing.
Yeah. And then, oh, let's watch Knee clown.
He's going to just sauce on him horribly. It's no brainer. Tekken 7 is way more hype than all these games put together.
Damn. Listen.
Give me Street Fighter 6. Maybe it can live up.
Close second. I'm really excited to see KOF 15 in action.
KOF 15 is definitely my number two.
Yeah. And then Strive. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say, Tekken, KOF, Strive, then fucking it's a toss-up between the rest of you. MK11, because it's always goofy. MK11 at Evo is always the funniest thing.
Is it the funniest thing, or is it more like...
Ty, when they did Injustice and the one guy won with Superman just by fucking shooting laser beam eyes, it was the funniest.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right.
Hoo-wee. That was the best. That was the best Evo ever for me.
That's amazing. You know, any tournament like that where someone just like abuses the shit out of something and then they win is the best.
It's always an NRS game.
Especially if it's like a glitch or something that they haven't fixed yet.
Oh my god, remember Garrus when he could just fucking, he could basically do two, what is it called where he breaks all your bones?
Fatal blow?
The X-rays. Like, you know the X-rays, how you have to like set them up?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And you could do that with Garrus, and you could basically just two-shot someone. It was the game rules.
the game rules. I'm excited to see it even more.
And I'm excited for them to announce some janky-ass shit immediately after. So, Mortal Kombat, that'll hold my number four spot.
Before we hop off of Evo, what do you have any desire to go to Evo in the future ever?
I feel like we have to just because it is what it is, but and it's in Vegas. I feel like we wouldn't even be at Evo. We'd fuck our.
Probably, yeah, that's true.
My first last time in Vegas, I was a mess. I got thrown out of a high rollers table that I wasn't supposed to be at, and I was like 17 years old, and I was yelling at a dude to put money on 17 because it was my hockey number.
Yeah,
and these fucking bouncers drag me out front, and the one guy punches me in the stomach, and they leave me there, and I peed all over the front of the casino, and they come back out and then chase me across the street to the other casino that I ended up getting thrown out of also.
Wow, you went hard.
I was the worst. Yes.
You were rambunctious.
But
for
now
sure.
I'm an adult. I'll only pee on. I won't, not on the front side.
I'll pee on the side of the building. Mm-hmm. Not on the front, obviously.
No disrespect. So yeah, I feel like we have to go, right?
Yeah, I'd like to go to Evo, but I'd like to go to probably Combo Breaker a lot more.
Yeah, they need to sponsor us, Ty. Let's get sponsors, okay? It will be Combo Breaker sponsor us. Will be the when Project L comes out, we'll be the commentators.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Yeah, they had all the fucking people come in for their games here. They had James Chen show up for Street Fighter. They had friggin' Markman for Tekken. We need to become the guys for some game.
Dude, we would be sitting there, Darius hitting him with the catchy grandma.
Catchy grandma.
Oh shit, mix swirl mix.
I'm just blasted drunk. You are also blasted drunk, and we're not even there.
Yeah, we're just...
We're pissing on a casino somewhere.
And yeah, not even at the tournament. We're commentating, just not there.
So yeah, we should probably do that.
Hell, man, yeah.
I want to get sponsored by... what stick company can sponsor us?
Konba? Hori? Who do you want?
They wouldn't sponsor us. Come on.
Mad Cats.
Bring Mad Cats back.
For their re-entry into the foray.
Yeah, let's get Hitbox to sponsor us.
No, because Hitbox, come on.
No,
man.
They can sue whoever they want, and I'll support it.
Okay. Yeah, me too. You can sue whoever you want. I'll support.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Send us Hitbox.
Love you, Hitbox. Nobody blink. All right, Carter, let's dip into the listener mail here.
Ooh, for it's all slimy.
This sweet, sweet episode. Man, I feel like my brain is on a fucking delay tonight. Like,
you got delay brain?
Yeah.
You've been shook now, God, that Matt showed up.
Yeah, for real. Oh, starstruck.
Yeah, he fucking shows up here. He starts doing your job for you.
Right? I'm just saying.
Damn. He's just saying.
He's just saying. He's just saying. But like, yeah. So he's...
I just hate that you sprung this on me. For the listeners listening, I had no fucking clue what this episode was going to begin and probably end with.
Well, Ty, he's here now.
It's glorious. Thank you.
It's a lot better.
Yeah, I agree, Max. It's been a lot better, but you know, we need to get into the listener mail.
Sorry, yeah, let's get into the listener mail. I'm sorry. All right, first question here from Beefy Manatee, long time listener, first time questioner here. I don't think that's true. If all of the famous fast food mascots were thrown into a fighting game, who should they add, and what fighting game archetypes would each one be?
Oh shit. Ty, who's your number one fast food guy?
My number one fast food guy? Like, who do I like the most?
Who's your favorite mascot? Yeah.
Damn, who's my fuck? I mean, it's got to be someone like Hamburglar, right?
The Hamburglar's slick.
Who do you got?
The Arby's oven mitt. Ty, he's got those wonky-ass eyes. He's always looking a little lost.
God, I feel like I just wheezed so hard into the mic.
Think about the fucking freak shrink that guy's got. And so that master hand moveset?
Yo, you know what I was thinking of? With this question, imagine the Colonel, right? KFC is the Colonel, of course.
Yeah.
His whole thing would be like Phoenix Wright in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, but instead of picking up clues, he has to get 12 herbs and spices.
No, it's Ty. What if it was 7 herbs and stances?
Oh, shit.
So he has random herbs that he draws, which give him health and special and stuff, but then he also has 7 stances.
Into a random stance. Yeah. And he's got to hit you with a move in that random stance in order to gain another ingredient for his secret recipe.
And if he fucking stacks them up, Ty, that's good chicken. That's a good ass chicken.
It's finger licking good. And then he just fucking goes ham.
Ty, I think you're missing your obvious main here.
Who's that?
Wendy.
Wendy, of course.
Using
thank
her
you.
Pigtails as a whip or something.
Yeah.
Some sort of baconator setup.
She's got something with her never frozen beef, so she's just throwing raw beef at people.
She has a live cow there, which she fucking guts.
Yep. Or she plays it like a puppet character.
I got the perfect puppet character here.
Oh, shit. Tell me.
Ronald McDonald.
What if I gave you a different take on Ronald?
Well, Ty, what if he had a puppet like a fat lady in a mobility scooter that he like moved around and you fucking ram into you, hit you right in the leg, and then he could throw his pink slurry on the floor that you'd slip on.
God damn it.
In time. Imagine he's like Faust. He can like, there's a 1 in 1,000 chance of the fucking McFlurry machine working. And if the fucking machine works, knocks you fucking dead.
There's a, and then if you play on like, who does the Shamrock Shake? Is that DQ?
That's McDonald's, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was McDonald's. Yeah, if you play on St. Patty's Day, he gets the Shamrock
Shake. There's a 1 in 10,000 chance that you can get a Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, and you just win. You just win the game.
You get like 100 gold coins.
Yeah, that's the currency.
That's how you win in this game, collecting coins.
So that's a great puppet character with Ronald, but what if I took him a different direction? I mentioned the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
What if him and the old McDonald's crew plays like Captain Commando from Marvel versus Capcom 2?
So you call him Grimace?
Where you're
big
calling
ass Grimace?
In the homies. Yeah, Grimace is
Mary
coming
McCheese?
In.
You call in, what's the fucking bird lady's name?
I know, I'm trying to think of the spooky bird lady.
I kind of like that idea. Although,
isn't that dope?
The McFlurry thing, I guess you could still have it.
Yeah, of course. Ronald could still kind of play like Faust, but he's got to call in the homies.
He's got to call in the homies on the side.
Yeah.
Grimace comes rolling.
Who else do we have?
Through.
Like,
the fucking Little Caesars guy. He's got a
spear
with pizza on it. Ty, that's range and fire damage.
Hadn't ready. What if we just got Tim Horton?
The Tim Horton, the hockey player?
The
cross check up the back of the head.
We can finally get the hockey player in a fighting
the
game.
The hockey player
that we
archetype has found
wanted.
Its way in.
Yeah.
Or the king from Burger King.
He would be a grappler, 100%.
Yeah. He has this giant head from Gigantism.
Do you think his throw would just be called the Whopper?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. The Big Whopper.
The Big Whopper, and he just does a massive, just jumps up in the air 15,000 feet and slams you down.
Ty, we have a question here specifically for you.
Ooh.
Ty, have you bought KOF yet, and
God
are you enjoying Whip so far? This is a good question.
It.
This is from Ethong.
Thank you, Ethong.
Now, there is a dedicated Whip character named Whip, Ty.
I know, it's too perfect.
This is a gene creaming situation for you, surely.
Now, have you heard of the Whip situation in KOF 15?
No, what's the Whip situation?
She is considered just
ass
garbage tier.
What is it about Whips and making you the worst character in the game?
I don't know.
You can't make a Whip strong.
Literally, I've looked at every tier list, and she's like, everyone's up in like A, B, S,
and she's just Whip tier?
She's down past C all the way in like F tier.
Fucking down in Dan tier.
It's heartbreaking. So as you can tell, no, I haven't picked up KOF 15 yet.
No whipping yet. You got a buffer.
I've got a buffer. I'm waiting. Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting, biding my time until she becomes better.
That's fair.
Until then, I'm boycotting the fucking game.
Yeah, no, I get it. How fucking dare they make the Whip weak?
Whip boys, come on. Make your voices heard. Do you think anyone cares about Whip?
Yeah, you.
I mean, like outside of me, you know?
No. Then no.
Damn. You know what? I'm going to rebrand the Cloud Boys, and I'm going to call us the Whip Boys.
The Whip Boys?
Yeah.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as well, but...
I know, and the Cloud Boys is like... You. Yeah, it's like the really good pun, but...
Okay, Ty, another question here.
Okay.
I think this was from Sodium. First to 10 shot drinking competition. Ty V. Carter. First one to throw up, pass out. You're not walking a straight line.
Who? If you would have asked me this 2 years ago, I would have said, I win.
See, Ty, he could probably outdrink me, but my sheer determination not to lose to Ty.
That's true. You might, are so competitive.
It might just power me through.
I feel like if... it's because I don't drink a lot nowadays.
I feel like we should just do it, you know? Next podcast, just fucking off our rockers drunk with Max.
Oh, my God.
Me, you, and Max going around the table.
Yeah, I'll invite Justin Wong, too.
Oh, shit, yeah. Okay, so now we're just going to have a four-man podcast. Cut out Muscle Man or whatever.
Yeah, this will be the first to 10 where I'm bumping you out of Coffee and Combos. Justin Wong's coming over to my podcast, which is obviously Coffee and Combos, right? And you and Max will start your own, and then it'll be a first to 10 dueling podcast.
Okay, yeah, me and Max, come on. Me and Max got this fucking in the bag.
Like, I'm obviously going to win. Me and Jay Wong, are you kidding me?
Have you heard Max tonight? He's out of his fucking mind. I don't know what to do with this man.
Yeah.
He's still thrashing on my couch.
The night terrors just won't stop.
They won't leave him alone.
Dang, I feel bad for Max. Those night terrors, they're tough.
Yeah, he's... Ty, he's unruly.
So, in reality, without passing out, I'm sleepy. I get sleepy when I drink, so it's probably over Ty, for me.
At my wedding, we saw that me and you are the last people up.
We were the last people
standing. We're always the last people standing. That's just what we do. So
it was like fucking, what, 3:30 a.m. And yeah, you and me are just sitting there, and I was like, I guess I'll go home.
Yeah, fucking everyone went to bed because they're not as cool as us.
Yeah. Well, it's still undecided. One day we're going to have to figure
this
out.
We're going to have to do it, yeah. Me, Max, and Justin Wong.
What's your shot of choice? Like, what would we... Tequila?
Tequila, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like whiskey, but I don't like doing shots of whiskey.
Ooh, yeah, no. I'd go, yucky. Ooh, yucky.
Yeah, it'd have to be tequila shots. What else is good? Jaeger I used to enjoy, but now it's like poison.
No, fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's just black nothingness.
Yeah, no, I mean, those are good. Picklebacks I could do.
We had a thing at my buddy's place. It was a Texas Mickey-sized bottle, but it was of whiskey, but it had a pump on the top, and I really liked the pump. So ooh. I remade the bottle, and I made a cool label that said Wolf Jerky, and we filled it with just like any liquor, and it just was gross. And we had the pump, and we'd pump it, and you'd pump it into your mouth, and you'd drink the Wolf Jerky not knowing what it was. And by the end of it, it was just like a slurry of fucking Jager and tequila and gin. It was delicious.
Dude, that is disgusting. That is the Chuck E. Cheese equivalent of swamp water. It's the alcoholic swamp.
The alcoholic swamp water. It's Wolf Jerky.
Wolf Jerky. Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
I don't endorse this. It's just what happened.
I hope it's still in his house. You know,
just call him up. Hey, man, you still got Wolf Jerky?
You still got
around?
Wolf Jerky? I think I left it there 14 years ago. Yeah, just I think it's in like the bottom shelf.
Yeah, it's
the black
it's
shit with the pump.
Premium. It's beside the premium liquor.
Yeah,
all the scotch bottles that cost a shitload.
It's the curdling black shit with the pump on top.
The curdling. Yeah, you guys forgot you put Kahlua in there. Just, some Baileys.
Just milk.
Just milk.
Just a bunch of milk.
Milk to cut the alcohol. Well, one day we'll find out.
One day.
But in
shit, Ty, we made it to an hour talking about fucking JoJo and Evo.
Yeah, Max helped us, though. He had a lot to add to the conversation.
Max,
it was nice.
Max really showed up. He did a lot.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you know, I'm glad that he's there with you. Are you going to give him like a grand tour?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to show him around. I was actually, we were playing a little bit of Battletoads earlier.
Battletoads, nice.
Yeah, Max is a big fan.
That's cool.
I really think that this game has a pretty great narrative.
Yeah, he's
well. I mean, sure. For a
he's really
beat em ups
behind
you
the
usually
narrative
do.
Of Battletoads.
You gotta love Battletoads. All right,
he's actually a lot of fun.
Well, hey, I don't disagree, man. I bet you're right. Anyway, before we go, is there anything, Max, you want to say before we end this episode?
Oh shit! It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good closing up the show, but. You know, Max.
It doesn't feel good, but it's got to happen. All right.
Every now and then, we got to end the show.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Coffee and Combos. We will be back next week for more juicy fighting game news. The intro music is done by @AmAeroplane on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter @CoffeeandCombos. You can find me @TyrosCC. Carter, where the hell are you?
I'm at MaximilianDude on YouTube. We'll be uploading our podcast there.
Whoa, sick. Nice. I'm excited for your new foray into podcasting.
And Ty, I hope for you. Max is pretty, he doesn't like you much.
It's a shame. Like, Coffee and Combos
fucking
had a good run, you know?
You shouldn't have stiffed him.
I'm gonna stab you!
No!
You better fucking watch out.
Dang, dude. That's
disrespectful piece of shit.
Okay, honestly, it's enough. We gotta end this show, man.
Like,
I can't deal with the harassment anymore.
In here, I'm gonna start spoiling myself.
Tight. Get out of there. He's coming. He's out the door.
Oh, we'll see you next episode.
You win. Perfect.